And now with Country 102.5's Feel Good Story, Jonathan Weir and Ayla Brown.
Yeah, It Feels Good is brought to you by Subaru of New England, proudly celebrating 50 years of love. Find your local retailer at SubaruofNewEngland.com. Hey, Ayla, what's good?
Well, I know, Jonathan, you actually applied to this, but to our listeners who are maybe driving to work right now, have you ever lived in another country? If you have, chances are you'd feel a little nervous and maybe uncomfortable being away from your friends and family in America. You'd have to learn how to adapt to new cultures and embrace their way of life, their traditions, their food, and their people. Well, Susana Orego Villegas is from Colombia, but she and her husband are actually here in America for a huge opportunity. She's a Harvard medical student. They live in Brookline and will be there for the next 2 years until she completes the master's program at Harvard. But do you know that app Nextdoor? They have a website and also an app. It's called Nextdoor, where you kind of like check in on your neighbors. If
love
there's
that app.
Yeah, there's
love that
so,
app so much
that happens on that app that is like garbage. But then there's really cool things like this. They had written a note on that app with a photo of her and her husband saying that there are no traditions like Thanksgiving in Colombia, and she would love to have the experience of her first Thanksgiving, maybe with a neighbor. In return for being invited to dinner, she would cook up some Colombian dishes for the meal. And the crazy thing, she didn't think anyone would respond. More than 100 people responded to her post, inviting them over for dinner. And even those who were going to be out of town for Thanksgiving said things like, hey, we're not home, but we would love to have you over for a meal, maybe after the holiday, right? Ultimately, the couple decided to accept an invitation from a family in Jamaica Plain, which is amazing. But already they've met up with a few of the couples that reached out to them on the app Nextdoor, and they've met up for drinks and dinner and stuff. Susana said, quote, in Boston, sometimes you say hello to people and people don't reply. So I thought people are probably not too friendly. But after posting this, my mind changed completely. So I just want to say I'm proud of you, Boston. That's really cool.
Well,
that's really cool.
In my experience, it's the trick with Boston.
It's what?
That's the trick with Boston.
Yeah.
It's not enough to just say hello.
No, it's not.
You have to, if they don't say hi back, you go, hey, I friggin' said hello to you. What's your problem?
Or, you know what? Bostonians are so there and the first ones to help in times of need, too. I've learned that. That's what our people do. And so in this case, when someone needed like an experience, a Thanksgiving experience, so many people are like, I got you.
Yeah. Right.
So way to go, Boston.
Again, not bad people, just very coarse.
I bet the whole dinner will be coarse as well.
Oh, several courses.
Sorry, I had to.
Coming up, we're going to do $1,000 Minute. Here's a clue, $4,000 Minute. The Mrs. Claus and the Escape Clause were both sequels to what Christmas?
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.